Welcome to the podcast, God Wants to Talk to You. 15 minutes of Bible talk hosted by a regular guy, ordinary non-church affiliated layman named Michael.
And here we go with a brand new episode, which I will tell you was absolutely inspired by going to Mass on Sunday. And I got one of the readings, which was the Gospel, and they read from the Gospel of Luke, which I'm going to start the podcast off with today. And then I have another reading also from another one of the Gospels. So we're going to stay we will stay in the New Testament today. Let's say that. And this is, if you went to Mass yesterday, you probably heard this one. It is Jesus Heals 10 Men with Leprosy from Luke chapter 17. We'll pick it up at verse 11. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee, and he was going into a village. 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And they went, and they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" And then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." All right. That's one healing of leprosy. Now let's get into another reading, which comes from Mark. And it is Mark chapter 1, verse 40. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." Immediately, the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing, as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. Now, let's break this down from these two readings. That's from Luke and from Mark. And there's many more stories in here of Jesus healing lepers. What was leprosy at the time? Leprosy was a disease that they considered to be, they thought it was highly contagious. If you had leprosy, you weren't allowed to go into town. You had to stay outside of town. You weren't allowed to be around people. And in fact, if you were outside walking down a road outside of town and another person was approaching, you had to yell out, "Unclean, unclean." So they were aware that a unclean person was coming through and they could be sure to keep a safe distance away from you. That's how lepers are treated. They also, it was almost like a, it's called a flesh-eating virus where they just eventually killed you. And these people were separated from society. They were symbolized as unclean. They had to yell, as I said, when they came out. And healing a leopard was absolutely impossible. Doctors weren't doing it. They weren't even trying to do it. It was just like, "You had leprosy. Get out of town. You're going to die. And I don't want to die too." That's how they were treated. And the only time you ever hear of anyone being cured of leprosy, back in 2 Kings, there's some. And we've got the prophet Elijah, who had cleared the leprosy from Anon, of his the big soldier from the Syrian army. But these people, that was God that healed them. Basically, it wasn't the prophet. That was the God working through the prophet. In fact, after he was healed of the leprosy, he came back to try and give the prophet Elijah a bunch of money. And he's like, "I'm not taking it. I didn't do anything. It was God. So go away." And he wouldn't take the money, which really made this rich and powerful man angry. But here he was healed. And in these guys, you've got 10 lepers that are healed. And as and what happens with those guys? They beg Jesus to heal them. He says, go to the priest. He doesn't say, you're healed. He says, go to the priest and show them. On their way to the priest, on their way to the temple, they were healed. So for those guys, they were on a faith mission is what they were on. And the same thing happened earlier in the Old Testament when he told them, go dunk in the Jordan River 7 times. And the guy's like, are you serious? You can't just like say some words over me and touch me and heal me. You got to do this. But we'll see in the Bible often that God or Jesus will have you do something. So they'll say, go walk around this in a circle 9 times praising Jesus and you'll be healed. And then they do and they're healed. There's some accountability on your part to be obedient to what God tells us to do. And in this situation, those 10 men were told, just go and show yourselves to the priest. And what happens? They're healed on their way. And when they get there, they're like, Jesus healed us. But in that situation, the one we read from Luke, they were not touched. They came up, approached Jesus. He kept a safe distance, told them, go see the priest. And they did, and they were healed. Now, the one in Mark, which we talked about, is a little different because Jesus did something you should never, ever do in those times, which was the kiss of death for you. That was he touched that leper. So that leper came in, and he said, he touched him. He put his hands on him because the guy said, if you're willing, and Jesus said, I am willing. And he touched him, and then he said, don't tell anyone about this. Now, for me, I really had to look at, because afterwards, what do we hear? Jesus tells him, hey, don't tell anyone that I healed you. Just, you know, go in and go to the temple. And what does he do? He runs around town and tells everyone, Jesus healed me, Jesus healed me. And then they say, because of that, Jesus had to stay outside of town and couldn't come into town. Now it's like, well, wait a minute. Was Jesus considered unclean then because he had placed his hands on a leper? No, that's not it, because technically, that wasn't a leper that he touched because that guy was healed immediately by the power and authority of Jesus. So Jesus was never considered unclean. He couldn't be considered unclean. I mean, I'm sure people could think whatever they wanted of him at the time, but we all know that he's Jesus. He is God. He can't be unclean. It's impossible for him to be unclean. So here he is, heals this guy. And what's weird is, think about this. Jesus became so famous when that leper, the one that he touched and told him to, you know, go into town and not tell anyone, when that guy ran into town and told everyone, everyone started coming to Jesus. Now, why was Jesus then saying, don't tell anyone? Was he afraid that they were going to think he was unclean? No, that's not the point of that story. He was afraid of exactly what happened, that he would get this fame and people would come to him because they would want healings, because they would want to see miracles. He wanted them to hear his words and be transformed by his message. And Jesus is the word. Jesus is the word, is the life. As we know from John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the word and the word was with God. And Jesus is that word as we read on. So that's what Jesus wanted to transform people by. He didn't want to have to keep, he performed the miracles to show who he was and to show the authority that he had to do these things he was doing. He was clearly sent from God. And when he was telling this guy, don't tell anyone, it's because he became so famous that he then had to stay outside. And in that weird situation, Jesus and that leper flipped. The leper who was banished outside of the town, wasn't allowed to come to the temple or come around people, could now come into town and have a nice normal life. And Jesus, because of doing that and this guy telling everyone, now had to stay outside and could no longer come into town and preach, which is what he really wanted to do. He didn't want to run around performing miracles. He wanted to preach the word, and he wanted the word to save everyone. He wanted them all to hear the word. But it is interesting to see Jesus was willing to flip positions. And you know, Jesus knows everything, so he knew what was going to happen when he healed that guy, and that guy came up begging. Now, back to the first one that we talked about in Luke, there were 10 men. They were all healed, and one guy came back, and that one guy wasn't Jewish. Remember, they're walking around mostly in Israel, in Judea, and all of these people were Jews. Jesus was a Jew. And we see so many times, so often in the New Testament, that the people that show the greatest faith in Jesus are Gentiles. They are people living in Israel amongst the Jews, but they're not Jews. And they're the ones that truly believed. Same thing in that story of the 10 lepers. The 10 lepers are all healed. And then the one guy came back. And the one guy that came back wasn't even Jewish. He was a Samaritan. And remember, the Samaritans were really looked down upon. They hated the Samaritans. So it does give us this message. If a vile Samaritan, which we probably are, could be the person with the most faith, could be the person with the most gratitude, so can we. And when we hear these stories today and we hear these people all have a disease that's going to end in death, and Jesus saves them, and their faith in Jesus is truly what saves them every single time. Jesus touches, Jesus can make anything go away, but he makes sure before he heals someone in every situation in the Bible, that person believes he can do it. That person has faith in him to do it. And it's always Jesus saying, your faith has set you free. Just like when the Roman centurion had come to him and said, hey, my servant is dying and he needs to be healed. And Jesus said, well, bring me to him. And he said, I'm not worthy for you to come into my under my roof. It's another line we hear when we're doing communion every week. I am not worthy for you to enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. That's what the Samaritan said to Jesus. An immense amount of faith he had. And Jesus said, go, your servant's healed. He didn't have to be there. Jesus is Jesus. He can do anything. But he wants you to be healed by your faith. And all of these people always are healed by their faith. And we, if you look at the big picture of this, we're a bunch of lepers. We've all got a disease that is going to end in death, and that is sin. Sin ends in death or ends in a place where there is wailing and gnashing of teeth, and you don't want to go there. So we all have that. But how are we saved? When we call out, just like these lepers, we get down on our knees and we call out and we beg for mercy from Jesus, because he's the only one that can save us. He's the only one that can set you free. And here you are. Think about it. We are the lepers. Are you a good leper, though, or a bad leper? Do you have the faith? You're like, yeah, Jesus can save me. Then Jesus saves you. And you're like, yeah, I'm out. Let's go party. Let's hit up the beers. And the one guy came back and he wasn't even a Jew. He was a Samaritan. So please know you're a leper. Know that Jesus can heal you. Have that faith. But for the love of God, also have some gratitude. Please have some gratitude to God and to Jesus, because that is the only thing that can deliver you from your leprosy, which we all have, and I have too. Something to think about. Good readings. If you go back in, Luke 17, verse 11 through 19 is where Jesus heals the 10 lepers. Mark 1, 40 through 45. Matthew 8, 1 through 4 is the same story from Mark. It's just Matthew's version of it instead of Mark. So there are multiple stories in there. The Old Testament, Elijah healed lepers. There's some really good stuff in the Bible. I beg you to read it. I beg you to have the gratitude and the faith to have yourself healed from Jesus. He will set you free. Read those readings. I will talk to you again very soon with another episode of God Wants to Talk to You. Until then, may the Lord bless you all. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you soon.
If you would like to contact us here at God Wants to Talk to You, follow us and reach out through Instagram at God Wants to Talk to You. Until next time, may the peace of our Lord be with you.